today. Sandra Bullock's husband, it is alleged by a tattoo model that she was having an affair with Jesse James, Sandra Bullock's husband. Yes, the very guy who wept for her at the Oscars. As Sandra thanked her mother, I can't believe that I can have that, pointing to her husband, and this. So one of the things, as I mentioned, one of the things that makes this really upsetting for women is that they look at someone like Sandra Bullock, who's smart, beautiful, famous, wealthy, and they think, boy, if her husband will cheat on her, what chance do I have of keeping my husband faithful? That's one of the things for sure that upsets them. And I'll get to some of the others here, but I want to take a phone call. Sophia, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I don't know where my wife is right now, but I guess she's probably being good.
I wanted to say I'm 100% confident that my husband won't cheat on me. And the reason is when I first started dating or when I first looked for a husband, I was looking for someone that had that character in them. And I think what helped him was the way he was upbringing and the way his parents brought him up. And I think a lot of women don't look for that nowadays.
I have no idea what you mean. It's like you're speaking Greek. Here's why.
Well,
you know your husband would never cheat. You're 100% sure he would never cheat on you, yes?
I mean, he won't put himself in a situation where, let's just say, like you said before, oh, you lunch with women because then you're tempted. So I know for a fact that he won't be in that situation because he won't go there. He won't do things be tempting. Could it happen? Yes. But do I have 100%? What I should say.
Okay, well, I'm glad you dialed it back for 100%. You can't be 100% sure about what you will do, Sophia, let alone what he will do. You can't be 100% sure what anyone else will do ever. He's a man. Is he a really ugly man? How ugly is he?
No, he's actually really good looking.
Okay, you got a good looking husband. You can't be. Yes. Make it 50% sure.
No, max. I can be 50% sure, and I can sit here and.
Well, you know why it's a bad thing for you, Sophia, to be 100% sure? Yeah, then you might stop taking care of the relationship. It's healthy to be worried a little bit.
I mean, when I put in that situation, I see a lot of women not knowing how to act nowadays, and that's what's happening. And when you say, "Oh, if it could happen to Sandra Bullock," I really don't compare myself to Sandra Bullock. I consider myself somewhat good looking. I take care of myself. I have 2 kids. I don't have the body of a, you know, postpartum woman that had 2 kids, but I do maintain the body. Or my, you know, I do what I can to keep them happy. But at the same time, I'm not someone who's going to be overbearing and overprotective of my husband because I'm afraid he's going to be cheating on me. Because the more you are, the more likely they might cheat.
Oh, yeah. So, jealous behavior will push your spouse into somebody else's arms.
At the end of the day, I think what women need to start looking for is an honest man. And you know what? Like when you said you speak in Greek, well, my husband's not Greek Orthodox, but he is Orthodox. You have to consider when you marry someone, what's important to that person? Is it?
I know, but sometimes the most honest appearing, even religious people, they cheat too. So that's not up. Thank you, Sophia. I got to let you go. I think Sophia could go on for a very long time there. And I was about done. It's just that attitude is too naive for me. You can't have this, oh, yeah, but he has a good upbringing and he is very religious and. It doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. What matters is you got to watch for the signs. You got to maintain your relationship. I'll tell you what. Our phone lines are jammed with people who want to comment on this, and I'll get to some more calls. How come it is, though, when this kind of subject matter comes up, you never get anybody calling a talk radio show saying, yeah, I cheat on my wife all the time. I'd love to hear some. If you cheat on your spouse, I'd like to hear from you. Because I want to know why you think you do it. Why do you think it's okay that the person you're supposed to be the most honest with, love the most, you can hurt them like this? I'd like to know, seriously. If someone wants to explain it to me, if you have the guts to do that. Now, I'm not expecting many calls because here's how it works. If you really were a courageous person, you probably wouldn't cheat. You just break up with the person you're in a relationship with now. There's something about cheating behavior. It is a little cowardly. We're all cowards sometimes when it comes to this stuff, but. We'll try. So if you've been in a relationship, I'd like to hear from you. I will go easy on you. 1-800-520-1KFI. Just maybe you can explain to us. I've been running down the top 10 reasons that men cheat, according to authorsden.com. One, because they had the option. Two, boost their ego. Three, the relationship's grown apart. Four, you argue a lot. Five, you've fallen out of love. Six, your sex life sucks. It could add to that, and your wife doesn't. But seriously, if you look at who is this guy, Jesse James, alleged to have had an affair with? Obviously, this woman is not as attractive as Sandra Bullock, but she looks like she's kind of... Men often cheat when they got really pretty, successful, busy women. They cheat with the one who's going to get down and dirty with them. They do. They go, hey, wow, she looks like she wouldn't do a lot of things my wife hasn't done since date number one. That'd be my advice there, by the way. Remember that stuff you did the first night? Keep doing that. Do it more. Are you listening out there, honey? They cheat to get revenge is number seven, according to authorsden.com. Yeah, let's just dismiss that one. If your wife's already cheated and then you have sex with someone else, that's not called cheating. Sorry, the rules are all... Cheating is not about sex. It's about honesty. Doesn't matter. The sex in the end is irrelevant. It's that you lied about having the sex. That's the deal. So you cheat on me, then I have sex with someone, I'm not cheating anymore. Because the deal is off. You broke the contract. So I'm going to just dismiss that one. Number eight, it's new, different, and exciting. Yeah, you know what? Men, women have to understand this about us. We like new. It's all about, and it kind of goes back to the one earlier about the ego. It's just about knowing we can still, we're hunters. We want to know we can still catch one. To see if they can get away with it. If a man has the attitude of what she doesn't know won't hurt her, he may cheat to see if he's sneaky and smart enough to get away with it. That might be true. I've never met a man that was true of. I've never, because I have friends who've cheated on their spouses. I've never heard that one. I wanted to see if I could get away with it. You want to see if you can get away with something. You go out with the guys to the ball game and you tell her you work late. You don't have to have sex to find out if you can get away with something. And number 10, because you have allowed it in the past. This is the most important thing. Your husband cheats on you once and you say you'll forgive him. He's going to do it again. Once you forgive a cheating man, same is true of women. They're more likely to cheat again because they already know. You know what? They get down on their knees and they beg and they plead and they promise and you'll accept it. Did we find anybody yet who cheats on their spouse at 1-800-520-1KFI who wants to weigh in on this? Anyone yet? Hey, Carrie.
Yes.
You're on KFI.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you.
Good.
Let's just tell everyone now I'm okay. You don't have to ask.
I was in a relationship for 19 years, and the person was a serial cheater. And the women he picked were really, all I can say is they were pigs. And he had no intention of leaving me. He had a baby with someone else when my child was about 15 months old. So I ended up being that child's mother as well. And for as far as he was concerned, I believe for him it was partly cultural and partly a self-esteem issue for him.
So you said you were together 19 years?
Yes.
When did you first find out he was cheating on you?
He actually cheated on me before we got married.
Did you know that before you got married?
Yes.
Well, what were you thinking? Why would you marry a guy who cheated on you?
Because sometimes when people are living together and they're not in a committed relationship, sometimes...
Oh, really? You thought that?
Well...
You knew that wasn't true. You just didn't have the guts to leave him.
Well, the thing was, he was a lot younger than me.
You just didn't think you could do better.
Well, I don't know about that.
Can I tell you something, Carrie? Can I be really honest and blunt with you in a way maybe no one else is? And you need to hear it. He doesn't cheat on you. In order to cheat on someone, you have to be behaving in a way they don't expect without their knowledge. You knew that he was having sex with other people. That's not cheating. You agreed to let him do it. You approved that. In fact, when you married him after you found out he was cheating before you even got married, you encouraged them. You might as well have had written into the vows, I promise to love, honor, cheat as much as I want, screw anybody I want, and obey maybe. Like really, Carrie, you were asking for it.
Probably so.
Not probably.
But I did, well, he was quite young. When I met him, he was 23 and I was 33. He's now going to be 43, and I will be 53.
Yeah, you got to get over that, though. He still agreed to marry you. He doesn't get to just... He doesn't... Yeah, thank you, Carrie. I'm going to assume Sandra Bullock didn't have that relationship with Jesse James where she knew he was cheating before and they got married. But maybe. You never know, right? You think just because people look good and they're on TV all the time and they're in the magazines, they have a better life than you? They don't. They don't. They just have a more public embarrassment when it blows up. We're going to talk to an expert in the field on this when we come back and a few more calls. We put a poll up on our website as well about cheating, and we're still waiting for a cheater to call. 1-800-520-1KFI. That opinion poll, KFIAM640.com. Keyword is Carol, C-A-R-R-O-L-L. I'm Bill Carroll, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Where do you KFI?
I KFI when I'm walking my dog. He's really the John and Ken fan. Me, I like Handel.
iHeartRadio, an app for your smartphone. Get it at KFIAM640.com.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. I'm Bill Carroll. Yeah, freak your man out once in a while. You don't want him to cheat? Freak him out. Surprise him. Get a little dirt. Pretend you're a tattoo model. That's what I say. You know, I bought my wife pole dancing lessons at a charity event. I did it for charity. It was for the love of the children. I did this. And I got her this pole dancing lesson, and she did not take it seriously enough. She invited me to come by with a bunch of her girlfriends to take video, and they were laughing and joking. One of her friends spinning around the pole, bang, bumped her head into the pole. They all laughed. It's not enough. And then another time she watched Oprah, and she had some actress on who's done a video now on pole dancing, and she was showing her techniques on how to take her clothes off more provocatively, which she did for me one night, again, laughing the whole time. No. We expect you to take it seriously if you're going to get down and dirty. I have to say, this particular account that I read about Sandra Bullock and her husband Jesse James, apparently, now we don't have all the details, but apparently they woke up Monday morning in their Hollywood house and probably just having a normal morning, right? Just having a morning coffee. Who knows what they were talking about? But apparently Bullock's publicist called and said, I've just been told that In Touch magazine is about to run an explosive cover story that says, Sandra, your husband's been cheating on you. Apparently, Sandra's camp dismissed the story out right away. No, nothing to it. Till the magazine explained, they had Michelle Bombshell McGee, the tattoo model, on the record telling the whole story. By the end of the day Monday, Sandra had moved out of the house in California, pulled out of her London event to promote The Blind Side, and now is asking for privacy. She's with her family, just trying to figure it all out. Here's the other part I didn't get to. This devastates women for two reasons. One is that if it can happen to Sandra Bullock, it can happen to me. And I think that's wrong thinking. But two, Sandra Bullock put aside her own motherhood plans to raise this guy's child. I think that really infuriates women when they think when you give up your childbearing years for a guy who's been a sleaze. That's painful. Randy, go ahead. You're on KFI.
Hi. I know you're good. Here's my story. I dated my girlfriend when I was age 17. 7 years, and I flirt with seven or even more other girls. So be easy on me. It's, what happened was, I think that we didn't have enough sex, and I tried to talk to her, but at age of 17 or 18, I don't think that she understands that it was the so-called prime time.
Right. You can't give a 17-year-old enough sex, by the way. It's exactly. Just if a male 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old, you can't give them enough sex.
Yep. So basically, I talked to her. I say, oh, this is what I want. And she would come back to me saying that, well, I just don't like to have sex. And I was trying to respect that by not asking for sex. And
Did you tell her you were going to have sex with other people?
No, of course not.
All right, but why didn't you just leave her then?
I don't know, because I felt like I was naive. So I was like, if I can have the first girlfriend as my last one, that'll be cool. So that's basically why I didn't go for the next one.
Yeah, see, Randy, I think that sex is important in a relationship, and it's grounds for leaving the relationship. No sex, no relationship. Sorry, I don't want to live with a sister. I don't want to live with my mother. I want to live with a woman. I want to have sex with a woman. And if she doesn't want to have sex, I get to leave, but I don't get to cheat. There is a difference, right? It's about the honesty. That's what it comes down to. Laura, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a cheater.
How'd it feel to get that off your chest? You better?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I haven't told anybody that, but yeah, I am.
Why do you cheat?
I don't cheat now. Now, wait, I'm a reformed cheater, I must say.
Okay.
I don't cheat anymore. I've been married for a while now.
Does he know you cheated?
I cheated a lot. I cheated. He was boring. He was fat. He wouldn't cut his hair. I loved him because he was a good, stable man. But besides all that...
You still with him?
Yes, I am.
Is he still fat?
I realize I appreciate him now. And now,
the fat grew on you.
And I've been more open about things. Not telling him because that's wrong and I don't want to hurt him.
Right.
But by my own, what I want out of him. And he's been I must say, I'm surprised.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we have to take care of ourselves. If your woman, if your wife marries you and you're fat, she can't really complain later that you're fat.
He wasn't fat. No, he was actually
But he got fat.
He got fat.
Yeah, and you got to maintain your appearance. You got to do your best to stay healthy. Again, though, that's grounds for leaving a relationship, not for cheating. Dr. Jen Berman is on the line. She's a clinical psychologist and sex therapist. She's been listening in a little bit. Hello, doctor.
Hey, how are you? It's nice to be on the show.
Thanks for being on the show with us. We appreciate it. I've been speculating that women are so passionate about this because they see someone like Sandra Bullock and they think she has so much to offer a man. And if it's possible her husband could cheat, it makes them feel kind of helpless.
Sure. I think a lot of women felt that way with Divine Brown, with Elizabeth Hurley, you know, that people looked at her and said, doesn't get more beautiful than this. If her husband's cheating, there's no hope for the rest of us. But I think it's a lot more complicated than that. It's not just whether you're beautiful or not. That is not the determinant of whether your husband cheats or not.
Yeah, and I think when men have a beautiful woman, they think, well, if I can get one, I can get two. It actually encourages them to cheat.
Well, but also an interesting survey came out where 88% of men surveyed said who had cheated said the other woman that they cheated with was no better looking than the person they cheated on.
Right.
So it really isn't about just finding sex with a better looking woman. It's far more complex than that.
Can we focus, since we only have 2 minutes, on what women do to try to make it less likely that their husbands will cheat?
Well, what we know is that 92% of men who have cheated have said that the affair was not about sex. And one of the things I hear over and over in my practice is that men miss feeling adored by women and understand that there's no excuse for the cheating. I would never, ever say, well, oh, you don't feel appreciated by your wife. Well, that's okay. I can understand you cheating. Obviously, these are men who need to work on delayed gratification, need to work on communication, need to work on a lot of things in their marriage and their personal skills. But most women think that the reason why men are cheating is that they're not getting sex, when in fact it's more about their emotional needs being met and feeling appreciated.
So the ego part of it, it's they want to be wanted.
They want to be wanted and want to be adored, but who doesn't? Women want that too. And a lot of the time these men, especially these high-profile men, will cheat with someone who's sort of, they'll date down when it comes to sort of celebrity and power. And
yeah, that would seem to be the case here. Yeah, why do they do that?
I'm sorry, what was that?
That does seem to be the case with this story. Why do they do that?
A lot of the time these men want cheerleaders. And sometimes when you're with a very powerful woman, she doesn't have time to be your cheerleader. And sometimes you have to be her cheerleader. And while a lot of men have the maturity and the strength to do that with their wives, some men don't.
Okay, well, that doesn't, you know, I hadn't really thought of it that way. That's because they want someone to look up to them and they feel small because their wife is so big. So,
and you know, there's a lot of talk right now of what they call the Oscar curse, and that a lot of women have broken up or been broken up with after winning the Best Actress Oscar.
Yeah, I mentioned that earlier. Isn't that funny? Because now the woman is so successful, they got to go out and prove that they're still some kind of big guy.
Exactly.
And in fact, what they do prove to the world is how small they are.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you.
Dr. Jen Berman, clinical psychologist and sex therapist. Coming up in the second hour of the Bill Carroll Show, ahead of John and Ken, more details on that foster care mother I told you about earlier in the week. And It's hard to imagine this, but it gets worse. I'm Bill Carroll, KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. I'm Bill Carroll. We'll return to the Sandra Bullock story in a little while, maybe, if we get a chance. Because I see a lot of people want to talk about it. You're passionate about it. Because in the end, it's not about celebrity watching. It's your life, too, right? You see what these people do, and you wonder, hey, you know, could that happen to me? Or it already has happened to me. It's sort of nice to know celebrities aren't immune to this kind of stuff. It doesn't, see, the bottom line is, it doesn't matter how rich or famous you are, it's really about how you get along with your